This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
We're talking about the hidden treasure of digital piracy, how research has shown that moderate level of piracy can have a positive impact on the bottom line for both the manufacturer and the retailer, and not at the expense of the consumer. We've asked for your feedback regarding the price of digital content and whether or not it's reasonable. Do you think you're paying too much for your subscriptions of TV shows and music? Yes, even your CDs, your DVDs, and your Blu-rays. Those things still exist.
They do.
Buy them. Yeah. So we've had some feedback. Arv, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so this comes from Hafiz, who says, online subscription may feel cheaper because you are paying monthly, but in total for the year or two, it may cost higher than perpetual license. Mm. I don't know about perpetual license, but yeah, it's expensive if you go like, you know, the whole
year. If you do the math, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's one from Zeng Huang, who says that I don't have any music streaming service because my family doesn't own any. I download music from YouTube.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Then we also have one from Nicholas, who says, if you read all the comments online, people are complaining that they are sick of paying astro an obscene amount of money and yet getting terrible service. With the likes of Steam, Netflix, Spotify, etc., they have taken to heart is that people are willing to pay you an obscene amount of money as long as you deliver the service.
Mm. Hmm. Interesting. I can honestly say as well that of all the places that I've lived, I have never known a service that goes down when it rains. Never. Mm. until I moved here. Mm-hmm. Nicholas over on Instagram has also said the exchange rate messes things up for us.
In terms of
streaming services. Yeah, I agree with that. Syed Mohammed has said it depends on the returns that it generates. And Azkam, just a simple no. Okay, let us know what you think, folks. 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to talk to us on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three, WOB. What do Gen Y and Z employees really want? Chris.
Yeah, so this is from... this is from WOB's most recently released Malaysian Work Culture Report 2018. So if you don't know who WOB are, they're a job portal, basically, and they're kind of focusing on Gen Y and Gen Z or Z anyways. And so they created the report that aims to provide a better understanding of both job seekers as well as employers' perception towards work culture in Malaysia. Now, there's a lot that's in this, but basically, these are kind of the main takeaways that I kind of thought were interesting. So... 84% of the candidates who responded will prioritize working in companies with a culture they resonate with instead of high salary jobs in companies they do not resonate with. And the top three preferred work benefits that they highlighted, 41.4% said flexible working hours, 23% said medical coverage, and higher than a high salary was casual working attire at 6.4%. They would rather wear casual clothing than be paid a high salary.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Also, 83.9% of respondents would rather work in a positive environment despite earning lower salary as well. The most valued company traits, the top three were career growth at 31%. Interestingly, social connection at 26% and then progressive culture at 12%.
Mm.
So that's the top three of that as well. And then also the biggest influence for employee happiness is the lack of freedom to voice opinions on work matters. So out of the people who did the survey, 44%, they often felt like they could voice out opinions on important matters. 32 were neutral and 24% said rarely, basically. Mm. And out of the people who said often, 64% of them were happy with their jobs and only 14% were unhappy.
What kind of age range are we looking at here, Chris?
So the demographic of this survey, 19% were Gen X or older, so 38 years and above. 63% were Gen Y, so that's they've defined it as 24 to 37 years. And 18% were Gen Z, 18 to 23 years. So mainly the majority of this is coming from Gen Y.
Wow.
Mm.
How do you feel with this?
The surprising bit was the one about the casual clothing.
Yeah.
I mean, not so surprising, but understandable. Mm-hmm. Equally surprising and also understandable at the same time.
I think the casual clothing is a reflection of kind of the work culture, though. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if your office is cool enough to let you wear casual clothing, they're cool enough in other ways as well. I think that's the idea behind that.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, either that or... You know, the idea of the traditional work attire has just disappeared from the mindset of...
Because also, up to an extent, obviously, you know, don't wear completely inappropriate things in the office, but also, like, your clothes don't really affect how well you work,
right?
Really, so I think that's an interesting like kind of shift in thinking as well.
It is, you know, progressively here at BFM, in terms of our work attire, there's only a couple of rules that we really have. You know, don't wear a hat whilst you're in the office. Mm-hmm. No shorts. And no slippers. That's pretty much as far as we go in terms of this is what you can and can't wear. I mean, there are people obviously that work with us who still prefer to wear the shirt and the trousers.
Mm-hmm. All good.
You know, and whatever. But I like the fact that, I've always agreed with that. I don't think you need a uniform to be professional. You know, if you're going for like a high-end meeting or whatever, put a shirt on, you know. Or whatever the equivalent
but is. But it is really fascinating. You know, 94% of the respondents to the survey did not choose high salary as their top decision-making factor when choosing jobs to apply for. You know, they're all more concerned about the culture or, you know, career growth opportunities or even opportunities towards entrepreneurial adventures and stuff like that. So it's really fascinating.
I like it.
Thanks,
okay.
Wob.
Thank you, Wob. Ladies and gents, we are talking about the hidden treasure of digital piracy. You know, do you think the digital content and the price of digital content is reasonable? Do you think you're paying too much for it, too little for it? What do you expect for the money that you're paying, I suppose, is a better question. Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. Some music coming up. We've got Deer Hunter and then Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.